Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chidi. It's so good to be joining you here today, and it's so good to be in good health and strength, and that as a country we were able to survive the COVID pandemic that has been reaping havoc around the world. And we are so blessed here, and we have so much to be thankful for. I want to share some thoughts with you that God has laid upon my heart from the book of Genesis chapter 11. Reading from verse 1, the Bible says, "Now the whole earth had one language and one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said to one another, Come, let us make bricks, and bake them thoroughly. They had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, Come, let us build ourselves a city, and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, Indeed, the people are one, and they have one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now nothing they propose to do will be withheld from them. Come, let us go down there and confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of the whole earth, and they ceased building the city. Therefore, its name is called Babel, or Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all the earth." It's a very well-known story in the Bible. We've all heard it in Sunday school. And very often, we hear the story and we think that these people were so evil. You know, like they did something wrong. And even when I was reading the scripture just recently, I was surprised that I was expecting, you know, that the people were doing something so wrong. But I'm reading this for the first time in a long time. And I'm thinking, wait, these people really didn't do anything wrong. It's not like they were trying to usurp God's authority or anything like that. All they wanted to do was preserve the life that they knew. Not too long ago, there was a flood that wiped out the whole earth. And for all you know, the people might have been trying to protect themselves. All they wanted to do was to have a nice place to live, a centralized location on the earth, so that they could all live together. So they proposed to build this high-rise building where they could all live in the same place and they will see each other every day. That's really what they wanted. Many times we read the part about the tower and we say, oh, they wanted to build a tower that goes up to heaven. But that's really not what the Bible says. When it says they wanted to build a tower as high as the heavens, the heavens there really wasn't talking about heaven where God lives, but rather the sky. They essentially just wanted to build a tall building, a skyscraper. So it wasn't really something bad that they were doing. They were actually doing something that we do all the time today in overpopulated cities where people don't have any more land to live. They build buildings higher and higher so that there'll be space to fit all of the people. And that's all that they were really trying to do. But there was one problem. God did not want the people to be living in one place. He told Adam and Eve, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. And then after the flood, he told Noah and his family, again, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. God wanted the earth to be populated. He just didn't want everybody to be living in one place. So that was the only thing they really did wrong. It's just that by trying to live together in one place, they were not exactly fulfilling the purpose for which God had created man. So God decided here, what? None of that. You see how these people united and everything? They could do anything that they put their mind to. But I have to go in there now and make sure that they don't spoil my plan. So God went down, he intervened, he confused their languages, and then they ceased building the city and everybody was scattered from there and they went their separate ways, and as a result, the earth was replenished. That was really what God was interested in, and that was the only problem that the people did that was wrong. The reason I was drawn to that story is because our recent experience with COVID kind of reminded me of the Tower of Babel. What that story shows you is that when you try to live a life that's independent of God, God has a way of mashing that up. Now, you may not be doing anything wrong. You may not be committing any big sin. You may not be in rebellion. You may not be in idolatry. But when we try to live a life that's independent of God, it's like the most fundamental thing in our relationship with God is missing, and that thing is called faith. Faith means dependence on God, trust in God. The Bible said the just live by faith. And the Christian life is a life where we live in faith and dependence on God every minute and every day. But very often, we try to get into our nice comfort zones. We try to make a lot of money. We try to get good jobs. We try to have nice church services, you know, where everything runs smoothly. We try to get our nice little lives. And we try to develop a nice comfort zone where we are fairly independent. And that word independence cuts both ways. Because in a sense, independence is a good thing. In a sense, as a country, we are independent from colonial rule. In the sense that children, when they grow up, they are now independent from their parents. And that is great. That is how life is supposed to be. But there is another sense in which too much independence could be a bad thing. Because when it comes to living for God and walking with God, there is no such thing as independence. We depend on God all the time. We trust in Him all the time. During the turmoil in our lives, we look back and we see one set of footprints in the sand, and it is God who's carrying us. We depend on God to lift us up and to carry us through the difficult times in life. So when it comes to our relationship with God, there really is no place for independence. And as human beings, it is our nature to seek independence. We want a nice comfort zone. And let's face it, 3 months ago, the world was in a really nice comfort zone. We had a lot of good things going on. There was a lot of peace in the world. There was a lot of prosperity. Things were going really good. And then this virus just came out of nowhere and just mashed everything up. And sometimes it feels like, as a people, the earth was developing a certain amount of independence. We were doing our own thing. We were going our own way. We had our own nice little plans. And God just decided, you know what? I'm going to mash this up. And I remember many times praying and saying to God, you know, whenever I found that God wasn't doing things the way I wanted it to go, I would tell God, you know, God, if I were you, I would do so many things differently. And just recently I was praying that prayer. I said, God, you know, that didn't change. I would still do a lot of things differently if I had a chance to be God. But I will tell you this. You know how to flex your muscles. When you decide to intervene, you don't intervene a lot. But when you decide to intervene, boy, you really intervene. And that's exactly what happened with COVID. This was a classic example of God intervening into the affairs of man and totally disrupting our way of life, totally disrupting our life as usual, our nice little comfort zone. And that is something that God does a lot. Whenever we get into a nice little comfort zone where we develop too much independence from Him, God has a way of stepping in and saying, you're going the wrong way. Just because you're comfortable and you're happy, it doesn't mean you're where I want you to be. And God has a way of intervening and just shaking us up. Another thing we read from that particular story is that God confused their language and He separated the people. Many times you will find that God will separate people from you, and He will separate you from certain people. Before God intervened, the people at Babel had all languages in common. They all wanted to live in the same place, and they had their nice plans. But when God intervened, every man went his own way. And that's what it's like sometimes. Sometimes you may find that things are going good in your family, then all of a sudden some kind of conflict broke out. And we pray, God, heal this conflict, heal this problem. But how do you know God isn't trying to separate you, and God isn't trying to just send you your own way? Many times we have friends, and you have a good friendship going, and something happens and the friendship just mash up. And we pray, restore this friendship. But how do you know this is not God's way of intervening and saying, okay, this friendship has run its course, you need to go your own separate ways now. My will is for you to go separate ways. Or you're going in a church, and then the pastor just starts throwing stones from the pulpit, or some kind of confusion broke out in the church, and you have no choice to leave. And you're sad, you're feeling guilty, the pastor making you feel like you're rebelling against God. But how do you know that is just not God's way of telling you, hear what? You need to go a different way now, because your purpose has run its course in that particular church. Now it's time for you to move on so you could go greater places with God. Or you may be in a relationship with somebody and you're happy in that relationship, and then something happened and the relationship breaks up, and you're sad, you're depressed, you're praying for God, oh, send them back, send them back. But how do you know this is just not God's way of intervening and saying, hey, what, that relationship has run its course and you need to go a different way now? It may hurt, you may feel pain, but in the end, God's purposes in your life will be accomplished. That's the lesson we learned from that story in the Tower of Babel. And I don't know what your life was like before COVID. For many of you listening to me, maybe you will be telling me, you know, before COVID I had a job. Before COVID I had a parent. And you don't know. I don't know what your story is. A lot of people's lives have been drastically changed because of this pandemic. And I'm thankful that most of us in Trinidad were spared. But however you were affected by it, take heart. God is in control. And many times bad things happen in our lives, it's not because the devil is doing something. It could very well be that God is intervening in the affairs of man to turn things around and to redirect you to where He wants you to be. So just remember, God is in control. Continue to be blessed. Continue to be safe. And I'll see you all next time. God bless you.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link.
God bless you and hope you join us next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.